Good afternoon. Well, it's quite the start to the new trading week. The ASX 200 continuing its pretty strong form from the morning. We had buying really accelerating in the afternoon. The ASX 200 ending today's session about 105 points higher, 1.8%, and closing at 6,110. That helped push the benchmark index to the best levels since 21st of July 2020. So that's around 3 weeks. So what we saw today were gains across the board, rather widespread, and much of that due to the fact that we saw the Victorian COVID cases, the daily numbers continuing to fall back a little, just a little over 300 daily cases compared to some of the record highs that we saw last week. Unfortunately, it was the most deadly day in the past 24 hours with 19 deaths. We have seen US futures pick up as well, and that also helped lift the local bourse. We had a number of positive news bits to come through, in particular a number of executive orders coming through from President Donald Trump, particularly about economic stimulus for the COVID-19 pandemic. So what we've seen at the moment back home, as I mentioned, were gains across every single sector. A number of sectors lifting quite significantly by more than 2%. One of the biggest improvers were the financials. We had the big four banks all lifting, CBA and also Westpac, both up more than 3% each. The other big movers coming through from the other heavyweight sector. So healthcare saw CSL up nearly 2%. Mesoblast, one of the best, up about 10%. Consumer staples saw Woolies up 2.8%. In the discretionary area, Wes Farmers up about 2.1%. Transurban up a little more than 2.5% as well. And some of the big miners, BHP, Fortescue, up around that 1 to 2% mark. There weren't too many losers on the market today, but still we saw some losses coming through for oOh!media, down around 4%. That was the biggest decliner on the ASX 200. AMP down about 1.5%. Tabcorp also down around that 1.5% market. Announced or responded to some media speculation about a potential capital raising, saying it hasn't decided whether or not it will do so, but it has certainly said that the businesses and its storefronts have had to close due to COVID restrictions. Rio Tinto, another one of the major weights on the market, down about 0.5%, and Resolute down about 2.5% for the gold miner. In terms of the company news front, plenty of company news in relation to profit results and business updates. We had today Adairs, the homewares retailer, lifting about 11.3% on the back of its full-year profit numbers. There was a big surge in online sales, particularly in that final quarter of the financial year, and that really helped boost its profit and revenue all up. Kogan.com also up close to 10%. It came out with a monthly July business update and basically had a strong lift in terms of the number of customers, but also in its sales and profit, both more than doubling compared to July in the year before. Qantas also higher today, up around 3.3% after it confirmed the completion of its retail share purchase plan. It was looking to raise up to $500 million after raising about $1.3 billion via its institutional raise, but it could only get $71.7 million. Had about 5% of its retail shareholding participate in this particular offer. So a little bit less than what the company was expecting, but still investors seemingly pretty happy with the lift in its share price today. Some other companies to release profit results later in the week include CBA, Transurban, AMP and Telstra. The Aussie dollar was relatively steady for most of the session, but has faltered late in the piece. It's now buying around 71.5 US cents.